Good afternoon, Chad Baker, going down on the farm, courtesy of our Roofing Dog Mobile Studios today in Cista Park. I've got Aaron Cabe with Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment, IGSE, and they are, of course, a long-standing agriculture company here in Cista Park. There's just a wide array of different products and services they offer. Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for your time, Chad. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about what all you guys have here in products. And I've been visiting IGSE for several years now, and just when I came in today, it's been a little bit since I've been here at your office. You guys have an expanded line of, I didn't know you guys had tools here, but just give us a brief synopsis of what you guys offer here.
Yep. So we've been in business since the early 90s. We focus primarily on building grain systems or working on grain systems for farmers in Illinois and Indiana. We do general contracting. We perform some services in-house, and we've just been staying busy at it for 30 years.
We've seen some of those operations start popping up here in the area. I see the IGSE trucks out. Lots of folks are starting to migrate towards having their own operations as farms become profitable. You start having some partnerships, some co-ops out there. And with the market being what it is, folks wanting to hold on to their grain, maybe play the futures market a little bit, it makes more sense for folks to do that.
Yeah, the ag economy is under a lot of pressure right now to perform, especially farmers. And so what we offer is a tool in their toolbox to try and keep some of that income on farm.
Let's talk about what is big right now. What can really help our area farmers out that you guys offer in the way of those operations?
A lot of the farmers that we service are growing operations, and our business mirrors theirs. So we've grown a lot in the last 15 or 20 years along with our customers. The demands that farmers have, especially during harvest, is pretty intense. So having hours of operation that they can control with dryers and grain systems that they can manage themselves has been a key part of their success.
Let's talk about some of the partnerships that you have, some of the brands that you offer that you guys can stand behind.
So we've been a GSI dealer. They're based out of Assumption, Illinois, since we got into business. So it's a local company, or at least state local for us, which is important. We sell GSI grain dryers, material handling, which is like bucket elevators and chain conveyors. We sell GSI grain storage bins, and then we sell a few other brands of dryers. Along with them services, we have vendors that supply us with electrical materials, rebar, and a few other things that come from the local area in East Central Illinois here.
Well, and that's so important, because with folks looking to stay local and to keep that money here in Central Illinois, that's got to be a source of pride for you guys.
It is. We do a lot in the now Central Illinois, East Central Illinois, but we're even branching into West Central Indiana. People don't realize we're only 10 minutes from the state line. So we spend as much time in Indiana as we do Illinois. But generally speaking, the 2 hour, 2.5 hours from Cisna area is where we spend most of our time. We're also expanding into Indiana. We've had an office in Remington for several years. And actually, we're announcing here in the coming months that we're going to be building a new office in Remington, Indiana, also to keep that local feel to support our Indiana customers.
Well, that is definitely exciting times here. Let's talk about the folks that keep coming back. You've maybe started operations with some of these individuals. You've been able to expand on some of those. What's been the key to success, and what are the folks that you're serving? What are they saying?
We do make an effort. Our company and our team really focuses on serving our customers, being hungry, humble, and smart. That's something we talk about regularly here at our office and throughout our teams. We've got great subcontractors that can come in and support us on bigger projects. And just having that capacity, especially in today's age, is something that we're really proud of. We don't always satisfy customers, but we sure make an effort to, and that seems to mean something to them.
Besides the grain storage and the material handling, is there anything else that IGSE provides that maybe folks don't know, or maybe that's something that isn't necessarily at the forefront that you put out there? There again, I noticed the line of Milwaukee Tools out there, and that's something I did not expect, but there's obviously some other aspects to IGSE.
Yeah, we've done work in the dairy industry also. We're working for a dairy farm this year in West Central Indiana that's doing some interesting things with their feed and commodities that we're supporting them on. And then we also offer electrical work, concrete work, and anything that supplements the grain industry.
Behind a successful company comes a crew that makes that happen. Let's talk a little bit about your staff, folks that they would come in contact with here at IGSE.
Yep. So anyone is welcome to call into our office here at our 815-457-2979 phone number. They'll go through the call tree if they're interested in sales. They can always talk to me. I enjoy sales. We have a gentleman in West Central Indiana named Owen Getz, and he would be the point person in that area. If a customer's inquiring about a project, if they have a need for service work, they can ask for parts and service, which would be Zach Meese or Adam Cable, also supports that area of the business. Two great team members. If they have questions on their bills, because that does come up from time to time, imagine that, they could talk to Jacob Marquez. He's in the office here full-time as our accountant, and he's glad to answer any questions that come up.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the technology that goes behind this, because agriculture technology has just skyrocketed here in the last 10, 15 years. How are you guys staying on the cutting edge of technology with these grain systems? Because some of these are very sophisticated, almost has a better than some of your grain elevator fields for some of the operations that you guys have up.
If a customer is interested in whether it's a remodel building, even if it's a single grain bin in the middle of a field, we do a lot of single grain bins. We still do a lot of stirrator bins. If a customer calls in, gets in contact with us, one of us will come out. We use a total station, which is like a GPS device that we record all the existing site information on. Then we bring that in and we put that into a 3D drawing. So everything we do from the quoting to the project itself is done with 3D drawings accompanying it. So our customers can see what they're purchasing, which some of these projects are very large, and you know, it takes a lot of detail. Even if we're just adding new spouting to it or remodeling a system and changing out spouting, we still like to get the right measurements and trying to get our bids as accurate as we can. And so we'll gather all that site information or go through kind of a, not an interview process, but a time where we get to know the customer's needs better. We'll gather that, put it onto a 3D drawing for them, take it out. We could meet several times to kind of narrow in what the customer wants, and as we're bringing their plan to life, once we settle in on a plan and we have that completely drafted in 3D where the customer can see it and approve of it, then we get to supply the customer with a bid, and then we go into the construction process. So saving that information, having it available in the future, having that 3D drawing, then we convert those into 2D drawings that our customers can have and keep on file, and then we use that information to service the project also. We're always learning. There's always new ways to blend grain, to dry more efficiently. And, you know, we're implementing PLCs on a lot of our projects. And so that's like a control system where the farmer can run their grain system from their phone, all their material handling. A lot of these places we're doing remodels or new construction. We're using motor control centers, which is like what a lot of grain elevators use in their systems and sites for electrical components. So a lot of the customers we're working with are what we call small commercial size. And so their expectations are fairly high, and we want to deliver something to them that they'd be proud of. And taking that process from start to finish is something that we really pride ourselves in.
Very good. Tying up here with Aaron Cabe of IGSE. Aaron, what is next for Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment? We talked about that expansion, the new office over in Remington. Right now, sky's the limit, but you guys got anything in the hopper?
Well, we're always looking at things. We appreciate our team, and our team tends to lean toward being growth-oriented. And so we're always looking for new opportunities, whether it's continuing to serve our local community. We're doing some work with the town of Cisna Park this year, even just repainting the pavilion. That's something that, for us, is growth-related, right? We get a new opportunity to do something to support people or community that have supported us. So that's important. Anything from that to we're building the biggest grain system that's ever been built in North America and West Central Indiana right now. So there's a huge array of what we're up to, but our team has a lot of energy, and we just appreciate each one of them, and we sure appreciate the opportunities that our customers give them.
Very exciting time for Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment, IGSE, up in Cista Park. For folks that want to get involved, get on your project list and share some of that excitement with them, how do folks reach out to you?
Yep, they can always call the office at 815-457-2979 and talk to anyone here, or they could go online to igse.ag and fill out a submission form, and we'll reach out to him right away.
That is Aaron Cabe with IGSE. Thanks for joining us today here down on the farm, Aaron.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
That is Down on the Farm. Greg Solier brings you Illiana Ag Weather next here on WITY.